We'll stay with the climate issue, but turn to Senegal now. There, Mariama Keita grows peanuts and millet using hoes, pitchforks, and when necessary, horses, no tractor or other such machinery. But as NPR's Afebia Quist-Arctin reports, one very small modern device has boosted her harvests and changed her life.
It's the rainy season in Kaffrine in central Senegal, in the country's peanut-growing region. An area that's brown and sandy during the dry season is lush and green now, ahead of the harvest. Birds chirp loudly in a bright blue sky as a herder mines sleek white-horned cattle, while horse-drawn carts transport passengers and crops along the road nearby. Mariama Keita has been farming her 10 acres inherited from her father for the last 8 years. The 29-year-old is part of an experimental program. She shows us round the test site part of her farm and tugs at the root of a peanut plant known as groundnuts in West Africa, shaking off the soil to reveal healthy nuts beneath. Then she pulls out the tool that helps make this possible, a cell phone.
La prévision météo, la situation est favorable à la pluie.
Using her hand to shield her cell phone screen from the blinding sun, Mariama Keita stops to check the latest climate information sent via SMS from the National Weather Service. This text gives the current forecast, steady rain and farming conditions and warnings. Hold that harvest. Best to harvest mid-October. Often, it's more detailed. Senegal is in Africa's arid Sahel region, buffeted by the Sahara Desert. Agriculture here is highly dependent on rainfall.
We are working in a project where we try to make climate information available for farmers so they can use it to make their work more climate resilient.
That's Columbia University-trained Ousmane Ndiaye from Senegal's National Meteorological Agency. Since 2011, Ndiaye has been working with farmers and villagers in Kaffrine, like Keita, on an NGO-funded climate change, agriculture and food security research program.
You know that in Senegal, climate variability is so huge, it's so strong here, and impact a lot agriculture production.
Farmers like Mariama Keita interpret the advisories and share the knowledge with their neighbours.
So we train some farmers and we send them the text messages. Listen, there is a big cloud coming with wind, with thunderstorms, so be careful. And they react.
Mariama Keita was initially sceptical about the out-of-town miracle makers. She says at first she clung to old ways. Then she saw other farmers producing much more in their test plots than in their other fields. They were using different fertilizer and different seeds for their groundnuts and millet and staggering the planting season with bigger yields. Keita says she's now producing enough to feed herself, her husband, their 2 children and extended family members. And she's used her earnings to add a veranda to her family's cement block home in Sikilo village, send the children to school and pay medical bills. Keita's husband, Moussa Sow, the local Quranic teacher, says life is now less of a challenge with his wife's financial support from farming. Just knowing what the winds and rain will bring has brought Mariama Keita more success. But no expert advice can change Senegal's fickle climate. So when Mariama Keita and other farmers gather to discuss the new techniques and how to combine them with age-old village farming knowledge, they often begin with a song of prayer. Almighty God, please give us rain. Afebia Quist-Arctin, NPR News, Kaffrine, Senegal.